Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, negotiating with your kids, how much is too much? But first to Haiti, which will observe a solemn anniversary tomorrow. It's the first anniversary of that huge earthquake that took an estimated 230,000 lives and left more than a million without homes. And within that enormous number of homeless, there are the sanguinés, the street children of Haiti. In the Haitian Creole, sanguinés means soulless. They wander the streets day and night. Filmmaker Alexandria Hammond visited the country a couple of years before last January's earthquake and followed several of these young children, these sanguinés searching for the soul. Then she updated the film after the earthquake. Her documentary is titled Children of Haiti, and it premieres tonight on the PBS series Independent Lens. She's with us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me very much.
Now, again, just to emphasize, you started this project well before the earthquake. What drew you to it?
Well, my first trip to Haiti was in 2002. I was hired to make a short documentary on a hospital in northern Haiti. And I spent 3 weeks documenting these doctors and their lives. And on one of my day trips into the city of Cap-Haitien, I met several street boys. And I heard their stories of survival. And it was something that I had an emotional connection with. And when I came back to New York, I thought about them. And I went back again, actually, to shoot more at this hospital and got very familiar with Haiti and fell in love with the country.
And you tell the story mainly through the eyes of three boys. There's Nickinson, there's Antoine, and there's Danique. Yeah. And he actually did have parents. He had a mother and a stepfather, but he just, you know, and one of the things that I think is striking to people when they see this film is that these kids are not dumb. You know, they're very aware. Mm-hmm. And they have opinions, and they really do, a lot of times, have really kind of, well, wise beyond their years is a cliche, but it is true. I just want to play a short clip from Danique. Here it is.
En pile là nous guitarons, nous intelligents, mais nous pas trouver monde pour qui aider nous.
A lot of us have talent. We're intelligent, but we can't find anyone to help us. If there was a serious government, they would do everything possible to help us. Then we would have a good country where violence would go down. There would be no kidnappings and corruption.
And I just want to emphasize that the children are speaking their own language, which is the Haitian Creole, and we just put the interpretation on top of it because you use
subtitles
in order to explain what they're saying, but we don't have that advantage here. So where do they get this wisdom from?
Yeah, that speech was amazing. I realized quickly that these kids had such a grasp of their world, their culture, their history, and like the political climate more than, you know, any other child I had met in the U.S. And Danique was a special case. I really believe that. He just has this instinct, but also it's passed on. I mean, everyone in Haiti really knows their history. We know Haiti was the first successful, had the first successful slave revolt in the world. So that's definitely part of who they are.
As we mentioned, you had started filming well before the earthquake and had actually finished, in your view, right before it started. But then you went back. What's changed for these children since the earthquake?
Well, the kids in the film actually were not affected by the earthquake because this film takes place, the majority of it takes place in northern Haiti. But Danique, the main character that I followed, he is now 18, but when I filmed him this summer, he was 17, and he has a 8-month-old child named Benson. And he's working an odd job for a nonprofit called Soil. And so he's, you know, making ends meet. I mean, he's hardly getting by, but he definitely can support his child. And he's very, very happy.
And what about the others?
The other boys, I had a hard time. I couldn't reach them on this trip. Nickinson had gone to the mountains, but he, from time to time, comes into the city and work. Antoine, unfortunately, when I had first followed him, he was on pain thinner. Unfortunately, a lot of these street kids do use the pain thinner. And
just to clarify for people who don't know what we're talking about, they literally just sniff it from rags, right? It's
exactly.
Literally paint thinner that you use to get the paint off furniture or walls, and they sniff it from rags to get high.
Oh, gosh, I know. It's awful. And so Antoine actually had gotten off of it when I, you know, a year after, and it was a big change, obviously, and then now he's back on it. That's what I hear from friends. I have dear friends in Cap who keep in touch with these kids and are constantly telling me what's going on. But the kids in Port-au-Prince, it's a different story. I went there this summer and got a chance to see the devastation and see orphanages, places where they've been putting kids, and a lot has changed there.
What would you like people to draw from this film? I mean, the film is not a polemic in the sense that you're not specifically creating a certain narrative of this is the thing that has to happen. You know, it's this thing, and if you change this thing, everything will be, you know, fine. It's more of a sort of a portrait of their lives. But what do you hope people will draw from this film?
Well, of course, I want people to have a deeper understanding into Haiti. I want people to know that, you know, the first idea of making the film before the earthquake was that I wanted to erase some misconceptions that people had about Haiti and see that it was this beautiful place full of history and that people should just know more about it. And so the idea was that these kids would tell their story and show us their world. And, you know, it's very inspiring, I think.
Alexandria Hammond is a filmmaker. Her new documentary, Children of Haiti, premieres tonight. It's part of the Independent Lens series on most PBS stations. You want to check your local listings for exact times. Alexandria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.